It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show on this Halloween morning, and the storms all appear to be out of here now. The only thing still scary is that the possibility of Kamala Harris becoming president of the United States. That is the scariest thing you could face.
I could not agree more.
I'm just telling you. So Kim and I are doing our part this morning in the spirit of Halloween. We've dressed up as pieces of garbage, as fellow garbagians, along with all the rest of you with our Make America Great Again hats. Well, mine doesn't quite say that, but it expresses the sentiment, right?
Re-elect the beep.
Yeah, this is my hat I have. I'll show it to the camera for those of you on X and YouTube and Rumble. This is my Ted Nugent signed hat, and it's got a little bit of an expletive on there. So I put a little piece of tape over the end of it. But
Donald Trump.
That's the sentiment. That's the sentiment for sure. Let's put it that way. All right. So lots going on. Lots of questions right now about voting out in St. Charles County. Channel 2 and the Post last night got this completely wrong. They both reported at one point that polls would be closed today, which is not the case at all. But there are some important questions maybe about what's going on out there. My friend Jen Olson has been involved in all of this, although her name is not on the lawsuit. And I wanted to ask her opinion on it this morning. Jen, thank you for giving me a few minutes.
Hey, Mark. Good morning. And I just want to let you know I'm going to be a trash bag tonight, too.
Oh, nice.
I bet we're going to see a lot of people dressed like this tonight, Jen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said earlier, if you walk up to somebody and they have no idea what you are, having to explain it to them is going to be a waste of your breath.
Right.
Yeah, they just don't get it at that point, for sure. So Jen and I talked on the phone a little bit about this last night, just so I could understand what was going on with this lawsuit. Jen, the question here really is, it's not an attempt to shut down the polls, but it's an attempt to make sure that election officials, in this case Kurt Barr, are following the law when it comes to who's allowed to be in there watching while the vote's going on, right?
Right. And, you know, when I read this lawsuit and then the order by the judge, it does read as though they're going to grant the relief that no early voting can continue until he allows the challengers and watchers entry into the early voting places. However, you know, I do think it's a good idea for Kurt to come into compliance on his own and let us in, and then the court date on Friday, tomorrow morning, to settle this all. And also, when I read the statute, it delineates between counting votes and counting ballots. And if you think about what the poll watchers and challengers' job actually is, it's to observe when the election workers are interacting with the voters to ensure they're not influencing them. It's to observe the ID checks to make sure that our voter ID laws are being followed. It's to observe the entire process of someone going in, getting handed their ballot, casting the ballot into the tabulation machine, and we have the ability to challenge that if we see something that goes wrong. Well, over 100,000 ballots are going to be counted without any oversight from poll watchers and challengers. And I don't think that is within the spirit of the law when it was written.
So when you're checking in to vote, like I voted early, I guess it was last week, and, you know, you have the Republican and the Democrat, right, who are checking your ID and then giving you that ballot to go vote. So this election watcher would be in addition to that, just making sure that nothing fishy is going on, right?
Correct. The two people that are working at the polls, those are poll judges, and then each party gets to send one representative to be a watcher and a challenger, both having different duties and authority.
Yeah, you know, I got Travis to call in here a little earlier this morning. We talked through this a little bit, and he said his goal is not to stop anybody from voting, but he said, you know, he got training as a watcher, and then when he requested to be able to go into the early voting, he was denied. So that's kind of the reason this lawsuit's been delayed, because everybody would wait a day or two to see about the approval process. And when it was denied, finally, the last time, he just decided he couldn't stand still and not do anything.
Right. And, you know, there's nothing in statute that prohibits Kurt Barr from allowing poll watchers and challengers in. And it actually would, you know, help Kurt Barr increase the trust in our elections if he would just do this. It wouldn't be breaking the law to allow us in. And some are arguing, I being one of the some, that it's actually unlawful to not let us observe, watch, and challenge this process as it's happening for over 100,000 voters.
Yeah. Jen Olson's my guest. And, you know, I'm wondering, and I don't expect you to have the answer to this, but I'm wondering, are there watchers in other poll places in other counties? I mean, I would assume that people have made the request at the very least, but this is the first legal challenge to it that I've seen.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that either. I spoke with the second in charge over there at the Election Authority last night, and he actually wasn't aware that people were being denied access. And he said that he wouldn't have a problem with watchers and challengers being present. So I asked him to talk to his boss.
Yeah.
And see if he can get this ball rolling and get people in there.
I don't see what the problem would be. I mean, unless you had reason to believe that it was going to somehow disrupt the process. But again, if they're not in there, you never know that. I will read this statement that I got last night from Kurt Barr. He said, as far as he's concerned, nothing changes. He will follow the statute and the court orders, and the polls will be open today and tomorrow. The hearing is not even until tomorrow. Right, Jen?
Right. And it was never, Travis, like you said, it was never his intention to prohibit voters from voting. It's the hope that Kurt just does what we're asking for him to do and applies the law in the most transparent way for voters during our election, one of our most important elections, probably of our lifetime.
There's no doubt about it. Well, I know you got a busy morning, Jen. Thank you for giving me a few minutes this morning to explain this.
No problem. Thanks for letting me come on and Mark.
You bet. We'll talk again soon. Jen Olson there. Of course, you remember her. She ran for school board, and she's been very active in politics in St. Charles County, specifically election issues like this. And, you know, these are solid questions. And as long as it's not lost in the fact that somebody's angry because they thought they weren't going to get to vote, that was never the intention here. That's not going to be the impact of this. But by tomorrow morning, either the elections director will come into line with the law, or then there could be some consequences if he opted not to.
I mean, what reason would he have to not comply unless there's something weird going on?
Yeah, and he told me he would comply with the statute and court orders. So I don't think.
Well, I would assume if this is followed and Kurt Barr says, okay, come on in, then you would have the election watchers at both locations, Element Church and the Election Authority, right?
I would assume. But like Jen said, at this point, 100,000 people have voted. If the numbers are 20,000 a day, probably over 100,000 have voted, and you haven't had anybody in there for that length of time. So I don't know. Questions that we weren't asking 15 years ago, right?
Yeah.
But as a result of 2020, you have to have another set of eyes on these things as they go along.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.